the newest controversy is a series, a short story film documentary, if you will, of a group chat on Instagram over Oreo cookies.
It's called Oreo Gate. So this kind of roped me in, and I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Grab your snacks.
Okay,
so
fill us in.
This account called Ashley Jams.
Yes.
And I'm sharing it on DJX Facebook. It's an epic saga.
Mm-hmm.
Involves a mom group. The villain in our story is Michelle.
Why is she a villain?
Her five-year-old Ava isn't allowed to have unhealthy food.
Okay.
Michelle doesn't allow that in her house.
Right.
For some reason, the problem is Charlotte sending Oreos in her daughter Isla's lunchbox, making Ava feel left out.
Oh, no.
Have you all sent the email from school about lunchboxes? Just reading it now.
Okay, so this is
all set to songs.
Right.
Like, they have put the group chat into songs.
Okay.
And that's how the entire saga is told.
All right.
We encourage families to choose healthy options where possible, however, but what is included in each child's lunchbox is ultimately at the discretion of parents.
Okay,
yes.
So this is all different texts in a thread.
Yes. So the story has now 10 parts.
Oh, my God.
No, 10 parts. Ava gets a little taste of the Oreo. Then by part 5, Ava is placing orders for Oreos with her friends.
Seems pretty clear to me. I've seen it. I'm actually quite disappointed.
Why? No.
They said parents decide what goes in their own child's lunch.
Yes.
They've also specifically said they encourage healthy options. So clearly, they agree with what I was saying.
Okay.
Yes, okay,
wow.
So Michelle sent a letter to the school.
Wow.
Trying to get the school to say, listen, only healthy snacks are allowed.
Quit packing
you
Oreos in your kid's lunch.
You cannot send Oreos, but the school's just like,
wow. Yeah,
no, we're
like,
going to leave that up to the parents
yeah.
to decide whatever
their discretion.
They're sending
right.
with their kids.
Just tell your kid not to worry about it.
And Michelle is just highly disappointed. First of all, and the school is not backing her up. Second of all, that her fellow moms in the group chat are not abiding by her wishes to please stop sending Oreos because it's making Ava feel left out.
Michelle!
Encourage. They basically politely said I can pack the Oreos.
That's your interpretation.
I just think if the school is encouraging healthy eating, parents should respect that.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, they're not. They're not.
Wow.
They're not. Part 6.
Wait, part 6?
Next level, because Michelle goes to the school.
Oh, no.
Looks through Isla's lunchbox.
Wait, who's
which
Isla?
Is Charlotte's daughter. Charlotte's daughter.
Okay.
So Michelle is going and looking through another child's lunchbox, searching for the contraband Oreos.
Get out of
finds
here.
Finds them.
Get out of
doesn't
here.
Doesn't take them, but just sees that they exist. Unhinged. Part 8 is the side chat without Michelle because, of course, all the, you go into the comments, and that's fantastic there, too. And everyone's like, why is Michelle still in the group chat? Well, there's a side group chat where they're talking about that, where, you know, Charlotte now is hatching Operation Oreo, where all the moms are going to send in
Charlotte
Oreos for their kids for peak pettiness.
Has the kid... Who
Charlotte,
has the Oreos,
yes.
who
Isla
is at
been,
the center of
yes,
this.
Yes,
okay,
Isla
gotcha.
Has been bringing in the Oreos, which
oh
has been
gosh.
Making Ava feel upset. And then Ava was all like, oh, you know, could I have one? And I was like, sure, because
right.
they like to share with their friends.
Right.
Well, now Ava has tasted the sweet, sweet nectar
tasted
of the Oreo,
Oreos and
now
has realized
addicted.
She's been missing out.
Now we're placing orders. She's all like,
yes.
I think the email was probably a rare way of ending this debate. I just find it interesting that some people are focusing only on the part of the email that suits them.
Aren't you doing exactly that?
Also, just FYI, there are 3 Oreos in her today.
Seriously?
They're from my daughter,
Michelle. It's not a protest.
At this point,
it honestly feels deliberate.
Wow.
It feels deliberate. And listen, Charlotte has amped it up with double stuff. She's sending double stuff.
So
Oreos
she's poking
now.
The bear a little bit.
Yes, and now Ava has resorted to stealing Oreos from her friends. Like, we've created a little bit of a monster.
So Ava, the kid who's been denied Oreos and sweet treats all her life, has now tasted the sweet nectar of Oreos.
She went
and
from
has...
being sad to, oh, she's been gifted an Oreo, and oh, that's really sweet, and oh, could you bring me another one, to now she's just taking them.
I cannot believe we are on day 5 of
Oreo.
Yeah, actually, so we have 4.9 million people and yes, more counting.
Yes. Some of the comments. Is Michelle aware 4.9 million people have tuned in for OreoGate? Let Charlotte know. We all ride at dawn. We're bringing Oreos. I'm packing double stuff, sending four packs per house on DoorDash.
So I feel like
I'm so invested in this now.
I feel like everybody is on Ava's side, and let the kid eat some Oreos.
What does Michelle have against Oreos?
They're vegan, for goodness sakes.
So, more comments. I'm so invested. Ava knows what she's doing. All moms need to buy Oreos. Put some extra in, see how many Ava ends up with. Michelle, Ava ate 27 Oreos at lunch today. Poor Ava's going to end up in therapy when she's older with an Oreo addiction. Please have a group Halloween costume where every child is dressed as an Oreo, but adults are a mix of lunchboxes and an Oreo packet, but Charlotte is a mobile phone with a Snapchat of this chat on it.
Oh, wow.
I think Oreo should get involved and send the entire class a variety platter. I wonder if Michelle has nightmares of being buried alive under an avalanche of Oreos. The latest group, part 10, side chat, is now theories of why Michelle hates Oreos so much.
Stephanie texts us, OMG, I just heard about OreoGate last night. Definitely my new favorite thing.
Yes!
Dr. Aaron texts in, I saw part one. Now I got to watch them all.
You have to watch them all.
Yes. Laura texts in, I'm so invested. I have adult children and need this type of ridiculousness in my life. Team Charlotte.
I think we're all Team Charlotte.
Angie's texting in,
anyone that's Team Michelle.
I really want Oreos now. I'll buy Ava some Oreos.
Yes!
Trina's rolling in double stuff. I've got mega stuff. Yes.
It's so fantastic. Because, you know, every reel is going to show you all the text messages.
Well, and
they are phenomenal.
And anybody who has been on a group chat with other parents, whether it be a sporting function, cheerleading, dance, school, PTO, knows that there is one or two rogue parents that just are always A, confused.
Yes.
B, always mad.
Yes.
C, always have something to complain about.
Michelle just doesn't understand why she can't craft the world around her daughter. She's just flabbergasted way that all these other moms will not join in solidarity and stop sending in the Oreos so that her sweet, sweet Ava doesn't feel left out.
Well, I'm happy that that Ava has now tasted the sweet nectar of Oreo cookie.
No, she's going to have to go into rehab. She is like, now she's resorting to stealing them.
Yeah.
She stopped like just asking. She's just now taking.
We'll post on our stories at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see some of the sagas there. But yes, like we said, they're like 10 reels deep. In this saga.
I mean, you need to watch all of them.
Yeah.
Grab snacks, might I suggest Oreos, and enjoy.
At Ben and Kelly Show on 99.70 JX.